Track 20. A Student Budget. Part E. 1. Income.
So, Mom, it seems like everything is so expensive at the university. I need to know if I have enough money for the first year.
I think you need to make a budget. It's simple, and it will help you manage your money.
What do you mean?
Well, a budget is a sheet where you write down your income and expenses. Then calculate both to see if you have enough money or not.
Okay, I like this idea. Let's start with my income.
Right. Why don't you make a list of all the money coming in? First, think about where you will get your money.
Oh, I know. So first it will be my savings. You know, I worked during the summer and I saved all that money for school. It's $2,350.
That was very smart. That's good. Now, what else can you list?
I got my student loan and grant from the government. Together, they add up to $9,250. And of course, the money that you and Dad gave me, that's $3,500. That's quite a lot.
Is that all?
Oh, my part-time job. I'm going to work for 8 months, so that's going to bring in some money too.
Great. How much?
Well, let me see. It comes to $75 per week.
You need to find out how much you will make in total, so you need the number of weeks, too.
Okay, let's count here on my calendar. It's 30 weeks.
2. Expenses.
Good. So, see, this list is your income. Now make another list for your expenses.
Right. That's going to be harder because I have to know what I'll need money for. I don't know that yet.
Well, of course, you don't know exactly what you will buy and pay for, but you can make a general list and estimate the amounts that you think you'll spend. Maybe it's easier to do it for 1 month?
Okay, let me try. So, first, I'll need money for my tuition fees. I think it's going to be $1,120 each month. Then residence and meals. Let me check. Yeah, that's $975 each month. Let me write it down.
Good. Now think about what else you will need money for.
Well, I'll need books and supplies. Let's say around $150. Oh, and a bus pass and cell phone. I'll need them for sure. A student bus pass is $54, and my cell phone plan is $40 each month.
Okay. What else can you list as an expense?
How about all these things like shampoo, cosmetics, snacks? You know, those little things.
Well, write them down as personal products and think how much you may need for them.
Maybe about $75. Maybe less?
You can write down $75 and then change it later.
Fine. Oh, and I'll need some money for movies, clubs, going out in general.
Don't list too much for these things. As a student, you can have a lot of fun for free.
Okay. I'm writing $50.
Very good.
3. Balance.
So, see, you have these two lists, income and expenses. Now you need to calculate everything and see if you have enough money. Why don't you do it on your computer? Or we can do it together now on a sheet like this.
Oh, that's perfect.
First, just copy the items in each column.
Right. Income. Done. Now expenses. Done.
Now write down the amounts.
Right. Ready. Oh, for my expenses, I'll need to multiply my monthly amounts by 8.
8? Why 8?
There are 8 months in an academic year.
Right, I forgot.
Now, I'll just add all the amounts in each column to see the totals.
And, do you have enough money?